November 18, God loves the beautiful. Let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40. God is not glorified by those whom he has called out of darkness into his marvelous light, being untidy, careless, and slovenly. We want to copy the heavenly pattern as far as order and neatness are concerned. And if heaven is desirable and attractive, I want that my premises shall be attractive in their simplicity and order. We all need to consider that thoroughness, neatness, and order should prevail among those who love and fear God, for in this we are recommending our faith. We are making an impression upon the beholders. Our connection with God will increase our desire to be cleanly in our houses and about our premises. Fruit trees, ornamental trees, and flowers cultivated about our dwellings pay in more ways than one. The Lord is a lover of the beautiful, for he has made the lofty trees, the spears of grass, the beautiful shrubs, the delicate flowers, and all these have a softening, subduing influence upon the beholder. And as their senses are charmed, they are involuntarily drawn from nature to nature's God. If the Lord is mindful of us in giving us this expression of his love in the variety of beautiful flowers growing in their natural loveliness, shall we not be grateful to him? Shall we not do just as Jesus told us to do? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6:28 and 29. Here the Lord contrasts the artificial with the natural. I expend wisely some means to have God's precious things in my sight and to have everything beautiful about my premises. I do this that all may see that we do not, because of our faith, descend to commonness and become lax and loose and untidy. Let all see that because you believe the Lord is coming, you are preparing for a pure and holy heaven by being pure and cleanly and holy here. Then you will be at home when called to the holy mansions above. What saith the Lord to us through his inspired apostle? But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him. 1 Peter 2:9, Manuscript 28, November 18, 1889, A Significant Dream.